Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Usually when we talk about relationships, we are more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, co-workers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship. We are all relating on the ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone. We have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationship to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on Earth is the ultimate relationship. We have an opportunity to see and experience God in our everyday interaction with others. Every relationship is sacred. When we choose to see each one as sacred, we are much more open to receiving the gifts they bring. How we choose to perceive the way these relationships affect our lives determines the quality of life we live. We relate to people and situations in our lives based on how important we perceive each one to be. If we observe how we relate with others, we will have a greater insight about how we relate with ourselves. The way we see the world is a projection of how we see ourselves, and our relationships are a reflection of who we are. As we begin to truly love ourselves as we are, we will automatically begin to love the world and everything in it.
Welcome to the experience. I am Ombasa Sophia. I am one with all truth, all beauty, and all love. Thank you so much for joining us. Tuning into this most powerful moment of now, where nothing matters. Nothing matters. Absolutely nothing matters, man, more than you take the time to purposely love and appreciate you. I trust that you've come here with the decision to move out of that comfort zone this time. This month is all about relationships. Our relationship to life that keeps us alive, keeps us on thrive, and keeps us in drive. I had to do it. What can I say? I'm just going to be me today. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the Play Experience. We heard David Terry, Silhouette at Dusk, beautiful piece. Before that, you heard yours truly, Ombasa Sophia, talking about relationships. And at the top, we got a little bit of your imagination. My good friend George Gorillaz, you can find his music at evzonemusic.com. Feel free to email me at ombasa@ombasa.com if you have some gifts to share. Once again, from my heart, I thank you for joining me here on the playground of life. I have a very special day. This is a very this is the moment in time. I am enjoying myself today because I have my friend of so many years right here on the playground, y'all. I know that he was born with one name, but now his name is me and will always be his Tama. And I'll let him come in and I'll let him tell you who Tama is. But this is the month, the theme this month is relationship. And today I wanted to really bring Tama in because he is a rebirther. He is a breath worker. He is a LRT specialist. LRT being loving relationships. So I'm going to let him come in and I'm going to let him tell you who he is. Welcome, Tama.
Good evening, Ombasa.
Aha, that's me. I raised my hand.
To everyone else out there listening, it is so good to be here and to hear your voice. And I tell you, listening to what you had on here earlier about relationships was spectacular, and it really summed it all up right there. So.
No, you're not going nowhere. Stay right here on this playground. And happy. This is a happy birthday moment for you, this show. So I want to just wrap my arms around you. And say thank you for this, for being here on this earth with us. And, you know, like I said, this is we're speaking about breathwork, loving relationships, and rebirthing. And so it's just rightly fitting, you know, because this is an auspicious day for you, you know. So give thanks. Thanks for being here. And now I'm going to pass you to Mike, who is Tama. And I'm going to let you say your full name because I just want to say Tama.
Well, my name is Tama Dickerson, and I live here in Asheville, North Carolina currently. I've been here 20 years, and as Ombasa said, we've known each other for quite a while since we met at the Whole Life Expo in Atlanta when that wonderful event was taking place. And I'm so glad to be able to be here today and talk about breath work and the LRT, which is a training that I teach, and there will be one coming up in April in Asheville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to let you give all the information about that, please, for sure, because we want people to be able to attend that because they have enough time in April. So let me just ask first, how did you get on this road? How did you get on this road, this mission of dealing with relationships, loving relationships?
Well, back in about 1984, I was married at the time. I'd been married for a couple of years, and it was not going so well. And at the moment, and someone, actually a complete stranger, handed me a book one day called "Celebration of Breath" by Sandra Ray, and that book deals specifically with breath work. For those of you who don't know who Sandra Ray is yet, I recommend looking into her. She is an incredible teacher, and she's kind of known as the mother of breath work. She was there in the 1970s when it was first discovered by Leonard Orr, and she was one of his first students. So I read about breath work. I knew that my marriage wasn't working well, and I was just curious about why. And I decided to go to Hawaii, the beautiful island of Hawaii, and when I got there, I looked up a breath worker. A rebirther. At the time, breathwork was really known more as rebirthing.
Mm-hmm.
I did one.
That's how I knew of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I did one session with her, which was not momentous. It was good, but she said you just got to take this training. It's next month in Oahu, called the LRT, and I just trusted her so much that I immediately signed up and showed up there, and that 3 days was. I would say the turning point of my life, and I still think probably the most powerful 3 days made a difference for me.
When was that?
This would have been in 1985.
Wow, you took it. Okay. So you actually took the course then, or you just got a rebirth session at that time?
No, I did a rebirth session on the Big Island, and then was sent over to Oahu a month later to take the actual LRT. The LRT was the first 3 days of an event called Spiritual Warrior training. I only took the LRT portion of that.
Oh, right. And then you exited stage right, huh? You said, okay, that's enough, okay. I'll become a spiritual warrior. Okay, I'll be back, okay? I'll see y'all. All of y'all, I see you back. I'm just going to get across this island right now, back to the States. And then, is that where you met, you said you met your wife at that time?
No. I was in my first marriage at that time.
Okay.
And my first wife's name was Cheryl, and so I stayed, in that relationship actually a little bit too long after that, but that really shook, that training shook everything up for me, and my life totally changed. I moved on from my first marriage, continued with this work, and shortly after that, met my second wife, Allison, and we've been together now over 25 years.
Yes, the beautiful Allison. Yeah. I'm not biased, but I can't help it. Beautiful inside and out, and I don't blame you for staying that long. Because if I was you, I would do the same thing. Anybody who knows it would know I'm telling the truth.
She's an amazing partner, and it's a spiritual partnership, and that's what's really amazing about it. And we both have done this work, and I think we'd both say that this work has made a profound difference in our ability to have a loving relationship for 25 years.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you about LRT because, one of the things that I find very interesting about this, and I haven't read the book. I just absolutely, I think I told you earlier, the book almost jumped off the shelf of where I am here, and I was laughing because I didn't have a copy of the book, when I knew that you were going to talk about it, but it's just like the book just jumped off the shelf, and I'll tell you about something that I saw in a minute. But it's interesting that it's called Loving Relationships, yeah? And I don't know with a story about it or anything, but the fact that rebirthing came out of a loving relationship, you see what I'm saying? It's like, wow. I don't know if that's the theme of what, Sandra Ray was thinking about. Okay, out of a loving relationship, with yourself and others, you can be reborn and, you know, all things passing away to become renewed once again. You know, I don't know if that's what she was speaking about in the book or anything, but I think that just for me, just those two things just sit out for me. And at first, when I heard of it, LRT, loving relationship, what does that have to do with rebirthing? But it's such a powerful process, which I want you to talk about. I want you to talk about the primary teaching of LRT and give us a little bit about that loving relationship vibe. What is that coming from? And then the rebirthing aspect of it, or the breath worker at this point.
Well, it all ties together kind of perfectly, and my understanding from Sandra is that she developed the LRT out of breath work. In other words, she was doing breath work on hundreds of people, hundreds of sessions, and what was occurring during these sessions helped her learn about what it is to be a human and where people are, in a way, getting stuck. And out of that, she decided to write this training. So the training really is an opportunity for one to take a deep look into the subconscious and really into your past and uncover decisions you made about life from birth all the way through. And we make very many decisions about ourselves and our life at birth. That's one component we look at right there. When you are born, that's your first moment in life out of the womb, the protective womb. And your birth circumstances, you're actually making decisions about life at that moment. So part of the process is even uncovering what did you decide when you were born due to the circumstances of your birth. We also know that we are actually, you know, we are conscious beings in the womb. We're conscious beings before we get to the womb. We're aware of our birth script. You know, what was going on in our parents' lives when we were conceived? Were we wanted? Were we planned? All these things are factors that contribute to how we see ourselves in our life. And we make very complex decisions from birth on, and those decisions can often still be running the show unconsciously, and we don't even know it. Mm-hmm. So part of the journey of LRT is to bring these unconscious aspects up to be seen and then to be let go of. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really powerful because as you're speaking, oh boy, you took me there. I started rebirthing. I'm serious. It's like I know that I've had several sessions, and with yourself included, and they were all really, really, really powerful. The process, which I want you to talk about just a tad bit, because I know for everyone it's different, but just what people look for, because you do this work right now, and people may be seeking you out after you give your information later. That what you said, I remember the first session, and, you know, I was told, oh, well, you know, things may come up, you know, about anybody, anything that you're dealing with at the time, which makes so much sense to me. As I work with people, I know that, you know, this time they may be coming to me for a session, and it's about, you know, one thing, and we're dealing with the root of that. And so everything that comes up for them, it's about that particular, wherever that came from, whatever age. Yeah? But then sometimes, again, like you said, it could be before they're born. It could be, like, for myself, I know that there's a lot of things that was happening for me before I was even here. You know, there's my mom had a cat that had three sets of babies. I was her fourth child. You know, she got pregnant within the time, and then she had already had a knee baby. You know, she's 6 months old. You know, so there was a lot of things going on. So why did I not come? You know, I had to come with a whole bowl full of issues that I chose that I was going to work with this lifetime. And, you know, but hey, did I know that before? You know, no. While I'm going through all the trials and tribulations, I have no clue. So what you're saying is that this rebirthing process is actually can help people to remember and go back to what it is that may have been a decision that was made before they were born, at the time of birth, after, you know, they're here.
Absolutely, and that is the beginning of healing right now. When something is brought to the surface that you did not know, and you did not know that you did not know it, and once you can take a look at it, you can choose to let it go then.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
yeah.
A big basis of the work taught in the LRT is a spiritual principle that is being taught by many now, and that is that thought is creative, and that
okay.
we are responsible for creating our life, and so when you uncover these thoughts you no longer want running the show, you can, of course, change them.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you absolutely can. So how did you find, so you went and then you took the course, and did you actually start practicing in 84, or did you wait some time down the street?
I jumped right into continuing with the training. I took a professional breathworker training within a year. I continued with the LRT and took some international trainings that they had and stayed with it. You want to stay with it when you find something that works.
Okay. Okay. So you've been doing breathwork now for how many years for other people?
That would be about 35 years, I guess. What?
Wow.
1985. Can we do the math? Yeah, it's going on 25, 30 years.
Wow.
In and out, not the entire time.
Right. That's pretty hard.
Some more than others.
So how did you being in the breathwork feel help you with any issues that you were having in your life?
Well, breathwork is really, once you discover breathwork, it's, we recommend that you do 10 sessions, first of all, with one breath worker, and we found that's about the amount of time it takes to really get in there and get in deep into your life and to do the work that needs to be done. But beyond that, I really see it as a lifelong tool that, it's my main tool in the tool belt. Even if you're,
mm-hmm.
You can use it anytime. And later on, after you do a certain amount, you can do wet rebirthing, which you do in a tub of water with a snorkel and nose plug, and that's advanced work. But after you've cleared a certain amount of energy, you can breathe anytime. And anytime now when I know I need to clear some energy, some upset, some disturbance comes up, and, I'll get in the tub of my snorkel and breathe and move the energy that way. So it's a lifelong tool that you can do on your own. But
so you say you use a snorkel, huh?
You actually use a snorkel, yes, and a nose plug.
Okay.
Being in warm water stimulates, a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
right. Well, I know I had an experience, and I didn't have a snorkel, and I'm glad I didn't drown. Because it was sometime after my the one that I got back in 95 or something. And I'd gotten the session, and, somehow I always get taken into another zone when I get introduced to something. It's like, oh, now that you've gotten that, okay, here you go. So I did. I went in and I had to breathe through it. I had to breathe through and unlock everything that was locked up in that water. So specifically though, what has this training and you being a breath worker afforded you in terms of how specifically did it help you in your life?
Well, I tell you, I'll just go back to the first training where so much happened. It was more than I could put into words, but some of the specific things that happened was I got we do work on several aspects of life, one being our relationship to prosperity and money. And at the time when I walked in there, I had a very low prosperity consciousness, and I had no idea. I had gone and kind of rebelled against money and wealth at the time because I came from a family that sought after that so hard that other aspects of my parents' life were ignored. And so I kind of rebelled against that and began to see money as kind of almost evil. Honestly, I had thoughts like that, and I didn't even know it. So I was kind of a voluntary poverty thinking person when I walked in there.
Voluntary poverty person.
Yeah.
First time I read that one.
And
that is so funny. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I think if you look, there's books about it, honestly.
Well, it's funny.
For some people, it's a lifestyle.
Trust me, do I know. in the book, I just opened to a page, and it says, money is innocent. Clear away things you have attached to the words love and money. Separate the chaff from the grain. Then take your pick, you know. So what you're saying is that some people actually chose the what? Which one is the worst one? The you know, I don't even know which one is. When you separate the chaff from the grain, which one, you know? But in either way, you know, the what's not what you want, you know, is what we have normally bought hook, line, and sinker. And you're saying that specifically that is how, you know, has helped you in your life is to have a new outlook?
I absolutely changed my outlook, and I'll never forget as part of that LRT. I think it was a Reverend Ike who was popular at the time, and they played a tape of him, and he said, money is not the root of all evil. Lack of money is the root of all evil.
Mm.
And I had to really think about that. But for myself, it just opened me up to receive, really. And I did. My whole world opened up, and I realized that there was nothing wonderful about being poor, you know, that, you know, God wants us to have everything. And so my relationship to having changed from then on, and you know, I've always had a comfortable life since.
Since then, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when we come back, I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want you to talk about how breathwork specifically assisted you on your emotional, spiritual, and physical journey.
Great.
Okay.
Look forward to being back.
All righty.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Which way to turn? Purified.
So what people can expect from the session is to be purified.
Absolutely.
And renewed. Okay.
You know, Albert, you know, when you have, you will have a deep, deep peace is what where you end up at the end of, you know, most sessions. Deep inner peace, really.
Okay.
You asked about the spiritual. People often make deep, deep spiritual connections, you know, often with their teachers. Everyone has their own teacher and their spirit guides. People have amazing experience of connecting with their spirit guides or their teachers. Is common. Release of physical ailments that you've been carrying forever. You know, you can have extraordinary physical healings.
Wow.
Just simply out of doing breath work and really disappear ease out of your body.
That is really rich, and I have experiences, so I'm not going to act like I don't know, because I do know, and it is very much a session that is something that you want to do. Let's just trust me on that, and if you prove me wrong, because I'm telling you, when you get there, you'll know. So, Tama, we want to go into your, what are people going to leave with your course? Are they actually going to know how to be a breath worker, or what are they getting from your course? And then I want you to give us the where and the when and the details and how they can reach you.
Well, in an LRT, the course is really about a lot more than breath work. But breath work is one of the tools that we utilize that really helps, you know, move the energy through the course. So, and it's an integral component. But when you lead the course, no, this isn't any type of training to be a breath worker. This is just, you're just using it for your own benefit during this course. To be a breath worker really is an extensive training, and it is a profession. So anyone who's interested in becoming a breath worker would look into a breath worker training.
I see. So when they come to the course or the class, or it's a class, huh?
It's a three-day seminar.
It's a three-day seminar. Mm-hmm. And so when they come to that, they're actually going to be doing the breath work. And
we will do two breath work sessions throughout the weekend, one on Friday, on Saturday, and one on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And does it matter where you are in your life? You know, you have to be a certain type of person. You know, I know there's some people that might be listening and wondering, okay, I don't know if that's for me or not. Do you have to be on a special place on your journey to take this course?
No, not really at all. I mean, no one would be drawn to this course who didn't already have a interest in a spiritual connection of some sort that would lead them to being there. But this work is for, you know, no matter where you are on your journey, and you can be highly advanced on your journey, there's always going to be another layer, another awakening that's going to occur for you here, or you can just be starting out on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me in 1984, I look at it as when my journey really began. That was it. That weekend, my spiritual journey opened up for good.
Mm.
You can take the LRT 20 years later, and you're going to grow again. You're going to take yourself to the next level. There's always growth that occurs for both the people in the training and for the teachers.
Mm-hmm. I have one more question for you, but I want to ask you to give them the when and the where.
This next LRT is going to be September 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st in Asheville, North Carolina, at the Renaissance Hotel.
Okay, what's the date again?
April 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. It takes place over a Thursday evening, Friday evening, all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Okay, and can you give them the number or where they can go and see? Is it a website or...?
The best place to go that see that, at this point, I'm going to give my phone number and
I'd
like to personally speak to and register people who are interested, and that would be 828-231-0296.
Okay, you want to give it again?
828-231-0296.
Okay, thank you. And so I want to ask you, when you think about your life, are you feeling? Because I know it might be people saying, well, he said he was in it since 1984, so he didn't have no problems then. You know, I mean, you know, come clean, Tama. Is there anything that came up for you that it really, when you use the breath work, you know, it just kind of just shifted, I mean, massive stuff? You know, because it's a lot of people going through a lot. I had talked to someone earlier that was he was an abuse counselor, and he dealt with a lot of different people with a lot of different types of addictions. And I was telling him that, you know, a life in itself, you know, a lot of things in life could be an addiction. It doesn't have to be drugs or alcohol or anything. But is there anything that happened for you that the breath work actually just moved it out completely that you can talk about?
Well, I tell you, I'm looking at, you know, back to my original experience. I things will happen that will be done for good. And, of course, we're always working. I have plenty of things I'm working on. I have my challenges that I have in my life today, but now I know I have tools to move through
right.
them.
Okay.
Now, during the LRT, though, I got things that were permanent and for good. I got a relationship back to my mom, who I was alienated from completely for several years.
Mm-hmm.
We now speak to each other every day, tell each other we love each other.
Mm.
I got to see some, you know, your blind spots are going to get uncovered. I had a real blind spot at the time about controlling others around me. Coming from an alcoholic family with two alcoholic parents led me to, when I left home, to go into ultra control of my environment. And, you know, for example, for myself, I controlled diet, the people who lived in my family and in my home. I had others living there. It's kind of like a small community. I was very controlling about diet, had to eat the vegan diet, raw. I didn't allow alcohol, you know, on the premises, for example. I mean, I had a real control going on. And during the LRT, I was able to see how, you know, really hurtful that was to myself and others. And the first thing I had to do was go out and cook my wife and my other friends a meal of cooked food with Parmesan cheese and a glass of wine and apologize for being such a jerk.
Well, you know what, Tama? I salute you. I'm going to take that glass of wine, and I'm going to see you three glasses of wine because I want to say again, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to your mother. It's only fitting that you brought her in at the end. So happy birthday, Mama, because she was there too. So it's her birthday. I always say it's the mama's birthday too. So I'm giving you a big hug. And you and Allison, enjoy this most auspicious, beautiful day. And those beautiful girls, Carol Wynn and Devin, who are there, I'm sure, surrounding you with all the love that they can possibly muster. So thank you so much for joining me on the playground. And I'm going to look for speaking to you again. Is there anything else you want to leave with the audience before we check out?
Well, hugs to everyone out there. Love to everyone. Love to you, Mbasa. Thanks for having me on here. And also, you asked about where you can see more about this. You can go to www.ashevillebreathworks.com.
Great.
There's more information there. Love to everyone out there.
Can you give that one more time?
Yes. www.ashevillebreathworks.com.
Okay, www.ashevillebreathworks.com. Wow, this has been so great. Well, you go out and have what? One, two, or three, however many you want. We're not going to judge you. Glasses of wine. I love you. Big hugs and massive love to you.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Take care. All right. Well, we have had a great time on the playground today. I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. I'm just happy that we are starting this month of relationships, talking about loving relationships, our relationship with everything that keeps us alive. So with that, I'm going to give you all the love I have, the biggest hug. There you go. Mwah. All righty. There you go. Mbasa out. Oh.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.